There are many trucks at the loading door number 3. They come back bringing back their loads. The head of the personnel department and the head of the firm come there. They come to Mike. Mike loads boxes in a truck. He works quickly. "Hey, Mike. Please, come here," Ting calls him. "This is the head of the firm, Mr. Yang. I am glad to meet you," Mike says, coming to them. "I too," Mr. Yang answers. "Where is your loading list?" "It is here," Mike gives him the loading list. Well, Mr. Yang says, looking in the list, "Look at these trucks. They come back bringing back their loads because you load the boxes incorrectly. The boxes with books go to a furniture shop instead of the bookshop. The boxes with video cassettes and DVDs go to a cafe instead of the video shop. And the boxes with sandwiches go to a video shop instead of the cafe. It is bad work. Sorry, but you cannot work at our firm," Mr. Yang says, and walks back to the office. Mike cannot load boxes correctly because he can read and understand very few Chinese words. Ting looks at him. Mike is ashamed. "Mike, you can learn Chinese better and then come again." "Okay," Ting says. "Okay," Mike answers. "Bye, Ting." "Bye, Mike," Ting answers. Mike walks home. He wants to learn Chinese better now and then take a new job. It is time to go to college. Monday morning, a mother comes into the room to wake up her son. "Get up, it is 7 o'clock. It is time to go to college." "But why, Mom? I don't want to go." "Name me 2 reasons why you don't want to go," the mother says to the son. "The students hate me for one, and the teachers hate me too." "Oh, they are not reasons not to go to college. Get up." "Okay. Name me 2 reasons why I must go to college," he says to his mother. "Well, for one, you're 55 years old. And for 2, you're the head of the college. Get up now."